Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and it is September 29th, 2014, and I'm talking with Kathy Rex. Kathy has just founded a new wilderness called Blue Fire Wilderness in southern Idaho. And Kathy, welcome to have you here, and I hope things are going well.
Thank you, Lon. I am really honored to be a part of the show and be speaking with you right now, so thank you.
Okay. Well, what's different about Blue Fire than other wilderness? There's a bunch of wilderness programs out there that both you and I know about. So what do you see as different about, or what you're trying to do that's different with Blue Fire?
Yeah, absolutely. What we are really trying to accomplish with Blue Fire is to have a variety of experiences for our clients and our families. Everything from the clinical work that our therapists are doing, from the adventures that we're going on, whether it's equine therapy or recreation therapy, incorporating some of the traditional wilderness skills that wilderness therapy was based upon, and so really taking those three avenues as the basis for the program and using that to set us apart from what others are doing.
Okay. It sounds like it's a base camp then rather than an expedition type.
We are a base camp, yes. So one of my initial kind of dreams, if you will, was when kids come to wilderness, they're scared, they're nervous, and we wanted to do as much as we could to alleviate their nerves. And so one of those very specific things is to bring them into the program, and they live in a yurt stationary facility 3 days out of the week, which is equipped with cots and a roof over their head, picnic shelter. So it just kind of takes away that anxiety and angst that sometimes keeps kids on edge. And we have found through our years of experience that when you just relate to a child and keeping them comfortable is okay. It's not a taboo in the wilderness setting, and so we've accomplished that.
What kind of kids would you think would be best suited, or you could do you would be stronger with than say the more typical wilderness program?
I actually think we do really well with all kinds of kids. Mm-hmm. I do. I think we do very well with that oppositional, defiant, older boy. I think we do very well with our experiential activities with the kids that are struggling with learning issues, and definitely those who struggle with self-esteem and low confidence. Just being outside and exploring who they are as a person through a lot of different avenues. It's a well-rounded program for most people. Where it becomes a little bit more problematic, I would say, is if there needs to be a higher level of structure and buildings, if you will, for kids that might be kind of rebelling against the system. And sometimes there are just kids that need walls around them to help with their safety.
Okay. Well, what's your age range?
Sure. Our age range currently is 13 to 17. Mm-hmm. And we are single gender. However, we do have girl groups and boy groups.
Do you have co-ed groups also, or is it all?
We do not have co-ed groups.
Okay,
no.
Okay, so it's all. So basically, you're a single
yep.
gender, single sex.
We are.
Program.
Yeah.
Okay, that
yeah.
sounds good.
Yes, we are.
Well, let's see. You're located in South Idaho. What isn't that fairly close to Sun Valley, or not Sun Valley?
Yeah, we are pretty close. We are located smack dab in South Central Idaho. So we are about an hour and a half away from Boise. We are about 45 minutes away from Sun Valley. And that was actually a really unique aspect, Lon. When I was given the opportunity to start a program, location was the first question we asked ourselves. And right here where I've been for 20 years is just on the edge of so many different variety of beautiful wilderness landscapes. We have the Snake River Canyon, just with the slow-moving river coming through our area. We have the beautiful Sawtooth Mountains that are just, world known, and people travel from everywhere to enjoy them year-round. We, of course, have the desert landscape. And then we have, City of Rocks, a climbing area within an hour and a half of our facility that is just world-class climbing that we hope to take our kids to from time to time.
Well, yeah.
So it was that variety. Yeah, it's that variety
of
landscape.
Great. That sounds great. Where do I sign up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anytime. We are open, and we are accepting applications as we speak. We're very excited to provide this program to kids and families.
Okay. Well, I understand you enrolled your first kid, and so this is pretty new, and then you got a couple more in the pipeline and inquiries, I presume, coming in.
Yeah, we do. We have a good flow of inquiries coming in. Reed Treadaway, our admissions director, has been pretty busy for the last month fielding calls and talking to families. And John Warbitz, our therapist, has been pretty busy on the road visiting with many professionals around the country. So, yeah, we're very ready and very excited.
Okay, well, how long is the typical program that kids typically are there, do you plan?
Yeah, that is a really good question. Our length of stay, we are being really careful not to say this short or this long, just because I know that's something right now in within our field of work that's everything is so specialized. We do, and then I'll follow that up by saying we do have a program model that follows a six-week model, but we very much expect that many of our clients will be staying 8 to 10 weeks. But we've also got a really unique ability to work with shorter-term clients if they've been to wilderness, they're in their boarding schools, and just kind of need another experience just to help clear their head. And so it's very flexible. A kid coming from home, we're probably looking at an 8 to 10 week stay, just so we can really get a good assessment on them. And
yeah, that's good to have that kind of flexibility. I know when they first started, way back when, 3 weeks was the standard, and I found that fit my needs. And I think some kids, like the boarding school kids you're talking about, 3 weeks, that gets their attention, gets them going in the right direction, and then they're ready to move on to something, something more long-term. Well, you mentioned the wilderness skills. Now, originally in this wilderness program hit the news with the survival type of things and expedition bases. So how have you evolved? What sort of wilderness skills do you still teach and use, and what ones have you perhaps dropped off as not being as effective?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I really appreciate the hybrid of a program we've created, where at our base camps, we are focusing on kind of self-care and skills, and we are definitely teaching how to make primitive fire in many different ways. And in fact, that was a core aspect of the name of our program, which is Blue Fire. The blue fire is the hardest part of the fire, which to me represents the core of the human being, which we hope to guide these teens in discovering that. And so absolutely we are teaching fire, and so that is one of the main primitive skills that we are teaching. But our kids are able to learn how to make fire in a variety of different ways, whether it's spark rock or bow drill or pump drill. There are so many different ways. And other than that, the primitive skills really are more an exploration of learning and arts and crafts rather than something that they have to learn to progress through the program. And in fact, the further along kids are in our program, the more skills that they are able to learn because they want to learn them. And so the wilderness skills themselves, we have held on to the fire, and we have very much held on to hiking as that premise of kind of that quiet time and personal introspection. And then coupled in there is the excursions out, our 4-day excursions out to different parts of the state to participate in different adventure activities. And so we'll go through an educational training couple of days with our groups before we head out to do our climbing, to do our canoeing. In the wintertime, we'll be snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. And then also, once a week, we do have a very regimented schedule with our equine therapy, just because we believe so much in the power of that work with a therapist and a horse, and really, plan to use that as a way to track the progress of our clients.
Okay, well, that sounds great, and I like that metaphor of the blue fire. I'm glad you explained that, and I hope you get putting that little story on your promotional literature, because I think it captured my imagination. Well, I want to thank you very much, Kathy. Thank you for your time and explaining a little bit about Blue Fire Wilderness.
Oh, you bet. Thank you again, Lon. I really appreciate the time you've given us.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Kathy Rex of Blue Fire Wilderness, a new program in South Central Idaho that are just starting to enroll children.